104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Let's go to the phones. 312-729-1043 and get your take on this whole college admissions scandal. And Ms. Huffman over there pleading guilty to paying $15,000 for her kid to take the SATs. Let's talk to Lauren from the north side. Lauren, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, what's happening?
Well, first I want to wish a really successful day to all my juniors at the Noble Academy. We're actually on our way to take the SAT right now.
Yay!
You got this! Yes. Good luck to all the CPS students.
They listen to good music, so they might be listening. Obviously, I completely disagree and am appalled by this. But I also want to say, as someone who does a lot of SAT prep, the difference is not always something that like a class can make. Like, these kids study and do SAT stuff for 3 full years, and that moves their points like maybe 3 or 4 or something like that. If the kids aren't bright enough, I think I'm not as in a bad way, but a class can't make you move like 10 points. The kids probably don't deserve really to go to USC. I think that's probably why the $15,000 comes in. Like, a class can only do so much.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for that information this morning, Lauren. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's talk to Tamika from Bolingbrook. Tamika, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How you doing today?
I am great.
Do you think that Felicity Huffman deserves more than the 2 years that she could get in jail for this?
Oh, most definitely. I am a high school math teacher. That's just a shame. Like you guys were saying, you could cheat to get in and get to that school, and then you get a real job. You might not get the job or get fired because you don't have the materials that you need to be able to do well.
That is so true.
Your mom's gonna look like, what? You have a degree from where? Why don't you know how to do this? So,
That's true.
Cause if you... I tell my students all the time, you can fake it if you want to, but you're getting out in the real world, you're not gonna be able to do all that.
You can skate, or you can do it the right way, right? You can either skate through or do it the right way. Thanks for the call this morning.
Thank you. I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you, Tamika.
Let's talk to Amir online too. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think should happen with this Felicity Huffman stuff? You think 2 years is not enough? What do you think?
Nah, I don't think it's enough, and I think she should have to pay a bigger fine. But you said her husband is on Shameless, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't they do that on Shameless? Had one of the sons taking a test for other kids?
Oh, wow.
I did it. Oh, my gosh. You're right. I forgot about that. That is a good point. Maybe that's how William H. Macy got the scheme and he went to her wife about it.
Well, now you want to blame that man.
Conspiracy
that man ain't been
theory.
Charged in nothing.
He knew about it. Don't act like he didn't know about it.
All right. Thanks for the call this morning. We appreciate all your calls. Thanks for calling the Ad Lover Morning Show. This is 104.3 Jams. Don't forget to stick around. We got 3 random facts coming up. Hang out, y'all.
CBS Tonight.